Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All righty, well, it is AMA, but first, your chance to win $1,000. How cool is that? You've got a chance. We need to get that Nick Sirianni. How cool is that?
I'm so excited.
I get to coach the offense and the defense. How cool is that? So awesome.
Better lay off. He's competitive, man.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful. He'll come at you. Don't play checkers with him.
Oh, boy. All right, let's give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. That is cool. You've got a chance right now to win a grand. Text the word BAKE to 72881. The word BAKE to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. You've got another chance to win $1,000 at this very time tomorrow on our show at noon. Later today at this time, later today on our show at 1 o'clock and every day on WIP at 8 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app. Do so today. All right, let's hit it with AMA. We do it every Wednesday. And today's AMA, you can ask us anything, sponsored by Dell Technologies. James, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's start out on Twitter. Michael Katz wants to know, if sports talk radio did not exist, this is a timeline we do not endorse, but if sports talk radio did not exist, what would Joe and John do for a living?
John, what are you thinking? What would you be?
I might end up being a teacher like my mom. I almost was an English teacher when I first retired from playing at my high school, ninth grade.
Yeah.
Thought that would be rewarding. I'm obsessive about the English language, and that would tie in appropriately.
Yep.
I'd try to do music too, and I'd fail miserably, but I would try to do that on the side.
I, you know what? First answer that came to my mind, same answer. Not English. History teacher. Yeah, I think I'd be a teacher. I mean, who the heck knows? But I think that's something I would enjoy.
This sounds like a sitcom. You two teaching at the same school.
Oh,
hanging out in the teacher's lounge.
My buddy.
I tell you what,
buddy.
There's something comforting about being in a school.
I agree with that.
I like that. And I understand your need for comfort, Joe. Yeah. I get the same feeling out of the idea of being back in school.
Yeah, it's really cool. It really is.
Heartwarming. Ryan Gregdis on Twitter says, what's one thing that has changed from your younger days that you wish you could bring back?
I mean, I'll just go big sweeping thing. I'll call it like civility. I mean, I don't know that we had like uber civility in the 80s and 90s, but we certainly had more than we have now. I mean, what happens on social media is a disgrace. So I'll use civility. I mean, I could talk about things like, you know, sitcoms, network sitcoms where, you know, the shows are better and you have the classics. Like, I just don't think we have great network sitcoms anymore. But I'll just say civility and the nonsense that spews on social media.
I wish we knew less. And this carries over to, you know, being a parent. Back when, in our younger days, we would just be set free by our parents. We could go out and just do stuff. Now, there is a fear, an overwhelming fear, as a parent, that you can't let your kid just go out and come back when the streetlights come on. I mean, we arrange everything. We arrange play dates where we sit there and watch our children play. Like, this is, I think, an overabundance of information. We dwell on the negative. We worry nonstop.
I agree.
And we don't allow our young people to go and learn from making mistakes. We prevent mistakes by capturing them and keeping them too close.
And it creates a coddled generation.
Yes.
That's, I think, only going to become more coddled with the next generation.
Yep.
That's my guess. Yeah.
Next generation is called Generation Alpha, by the way.
Is it really?
It's a great name. It's a pretty, yeah, Zoe. Zoe is Generation Alpha. I just learned that like a couple days ago.
Lucky them.
Right?
That
what a name.
Tough.
Right?
I call the
next generation something else. I call them the good luck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Wait, are you, I'm X. Are you X?
Joe's X.
I don't know.
Are you X?
I'm X, but I'm like the cut. Millennial starts in 1982. I was born in 1981. But some places you look at, say it's 81. So I'm like right on the cusp of Gen X millennial.
Okay.
Okay. Liquid Death Mountain Water. Chiming in.
What's Liquid Death Mountain Water?
Liquid Death.
Yeah, it's really good. It's water in a can, essentially.
Okay.
Incredible water.
It's really good.
Is that the name of this guy's Twitter handle?
No, it's actually the company. The guy who owns it's a Philadelphia sports fan.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah. Hey. Good guy. All right. Liquid Death Mountain Water wants to know, what are your top three albums of all time?
You know, this isn't my wheelhouse. I mean, it's just not. Look, definitely, I would definitely say the Sublime album, which I believe was called Sublime. Tremendous. I'd go with, I'm thinking of things I listened to a lot through the years. LL Cool J, probably All World. Now, is that a compilation? Is that a best of All World? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm a big fan of best of, so I don't know if that counts.
We know that.
I mean,
then
I would say my Tupac album of best of.
Best of does not count.
Isn't the Tupac album, is it called All Eyes on Me? Which, of course, is a song, but I think the whole album's called
All
Eyes
on Me.
And it's a double, right? Double CD? Yeah, that would be my number one, All Eyes on Me, Tupac. But if it's a best of, I mean, I don't know if it counts, but that's my answer.
Well, man.
Your turn, Rich.
This is almost impossible. There's so many. I mean,
just give us three of your favorites. How about that?
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced? That was a tape that I got in eighth grade and wore it out. You know, just back when you'd listen to the whole album. Michael Jackson, Thriller, of course, even though I returned it to Kmart because I was afraid of Thriller. I didn't know that was on the album. I only knew the singles that had been released, Beat It and Billie Jean. I bought Thriller. I was afraid because it was scary because I was a little kid. But, yeah, that one of the greatest albums of all time.
You know, I've probably never listened to Thriller.
Oh,
I doubt I ever. I mean, obviously I've heard songs, but I doubt I've ever listened in its entirety to Thriller.
Yeah. Well, you should check it out. And I think American Idiot is one of the greatest albums of all time. And it's a rock opera. It tells a story. People underestimate it. Green Day, American Idiot, nonstop. My children know it wall to wall, which may be bad parenting by me. But it's an adventure every time you listen.
It's a great album.
Yeah.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams is one of the best songs of the past 20, 30 years.
Unbelievable stuff. And it's really cool that I, you know, knew those guys a little bit when they were writing it.
That is cool.
Really, you know, like
cool.
I told you that story when they went to the Super Bowl when I was playing in Oakland. They were in the process of creating that thing.
Wild. Yeah. Very cool.
All right, last one from Michael Hand on Twitter. He says, opening day is tomorrow. What is your favorite part about opening day?
It's a feeling, actually. It's not like it's not something specific to the game specifically or even the ambiance. It's the feeling of hope. It's the feeling that hope springs eternal. It's the feeling that your team's got a shot, even if you don't think they're going to be great. They're not buried yet, and you got hope. I remember being in college. Curt Schilling started an opening game and won for the Phils. You knew the Phils weren't going to be very good. I don't remember which year. It might have been 97, 98, something like that.
Is that the 11 strikeout game?
Probably. I mean, he dominated.
He was awesome.
Yeah, and I just remember feeling great, like kind of puffing out my chest as a Phillies fan in Connecticut. Like, yeah, my team's 1-0. Now, I mean, you don't really think the Phils are headed to the playoffs, but you feel there's hope. So, yeah, my thing would be the concept of hope.
Yeah, it's funny. I look out the window today, and this looks irreconcilable with what I expect of opening day. I know opening day is tomorrow. It's gray and dreary outside. For some reason, in my mind, opening day is sunny and bright and hopeful, you know, because of the way I just, you know, you expect great things from your team. You haven't seen anything awful yet. I do expect great things from this team. I mean, it's that no one is down. Everyone is up.
Yeah.
I think that's a beautiful thing.
It's awesome. And with that, AMA on this Wednesday afternoon, we shut it down. We will talk to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, and ask him a lot about the Eagles and more up ahead in studio with us at 12:45 today for an entire hour. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Lenny in Conshohocken. What's up, Len?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you doing, John and Joe?
Doing great, Lenny.
All right, Joe. You know I had to call. This Bryce topic, it's infuriating. For someone who is, and I want to say this, but I think you're an intelligent man. But this is the dumbest thing you continuously say.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. And I feel stupid for calling you intelligent, by the way. So, here we go. All time, active leaders of OPS. You know what OPS is, Joe?
Yes, on base plus slugging.
All right, perfect. Of active players right now, where would you guess Bryce Harper ranks? Of active players in Major League Baseball.
Do we have a minimum number of at-bats in play here?
Everyone has played at least 7 years in this list.
Okay, at least 7 years, so for sure. And that's going to, by the way, that's going to wipe out some of the great young players who are like 3 and 4 and 5 years into their career. You just wiped out some tremendous baseball players.
Okay, but where would you say? You're beating around the bush. Where would you say?
I would say he's going to be, I'll call him sixth.
Bryce Harper is seventh. Okay. Only behind Mike Trout, Joey Votto, Miguel Cabrera, Albert Pujols, Paul Goldschmidt, and Giancarlo Stanton. Now, I'd like to continue and go on this. Now, Bryce Harper is tied for the second youngest of active players on this list to the next person that's 28 years old is 68th on this list. I'm going to continue. You want to go on home runs, but one thing that you are continuously discounting, and it is a huge, huge disclaimer, that 50% of the people that are on that list every single year are designated hitters. Bryce Harper is playing the outfield and continually hitting 30 home runs. If he was allowed to only focus on strictly hitting, that would change his numbers astronomically. Don't you agree?
No, I don't agree. I think it would help him. I don't think it would change his numbers astronomically.
You don't think it would change his numbers? All right. Continue.
No, I didn't say it wouldn't. I said it wouldn't change his numbers astronomically, which is what you said.
Okay, and then I'm going to continue to go on this list.
Okay.
Do you realize how rare it is to have a consistent left-handed power hitter in baseball? Left-handed power is an anomaly in baseball. You don't get a lot of that. So we have a guy who is a staple in right field, who is a continuous walks machine, and is a left-handed god when it comes to hitting 30 home runs every single year. Can you tell me the last left-handed hitter outside of Ryan Howard that the Phillies have had that averaged 30 home runs a year?
Wow. Well, it wasn't Chase for 30, so I don't know if Dell Ennis, was he left-handed? I really don't know. It was Chuck Klein? I really don't know.
Exactly. So my point being is I think you are going off of this
Johnny Callison?
This home
Roy run Hobbs? Stat. Joe DeCamera?
Right. You're
right,
dude.
All I'm saying is
I can lay down a bunt, sprint to first base.
I'm giving you a hard time because I really think you just are focused on this average and home run in reality.
But you know what? But Lenny, you did something really I found interesting about 45 seconds ago. You refer to him as a left-handed hitting god. And see, that's my thing. There's something about Harper. I don't know what it is that I think you and others, you just inflate this guy. And that's my point. Like, he's a really good player, but I don't know why people have to take it to the next level. I know you're saying God metaphorically as a joke, like, but he's not. That's my point. Albert Pujols, who you referenced, that guy, if you want to talk about a god, that guy was a god in baseball from 2001 through, like, 2012. He was a god. Bryce Harper isn't. He isn't.
I'd agree. But here's the thing. You keep harping on the contract, no pun intended. But when these guys got those big contracts, their numbers dramatically decreased.
Well, they were older. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So currently we're paying him big money, and he's still putting up big numbers. So if you want to talk about paying somebody and not living up to their contract, your perfect point is Albert Pujols. He got the biggest contract in baseball history and didn't live up to a dime. He got paid on reputation. The same with Ryan Howard. So,
yeah, but that's the Angels' problem. What I care about is the Phillies' problem.
Oh, come on,
Joe. No,
all right.
No, I get your point.
I love you guys.
But I mean,
he's making more than Bryce this year.
Yeah. All right, Lenny, give me what you got here. Who are best friends?
I am going to say Pebbles and Bam Bam.
There you go. Talk about a throwback. How about that? James, you got some info in there? What do you got?
Yeah, Shane Gostisbehere, unclaimed.
through waivers, so he'll be on the Flyers taxi squad for now.
Well, you know, once
Once
I digested it yesterday after the initial shock, and then you'd read up on it, it was a matter of that $4.5 million salary that I guess the Flyers felt there was a decent chance, maybe a very good chance, other teams would not claim. You know, I'm sure they'd claim him if he made $1 million, but salary cap NHL world, $4.5 million. So the Flyers basically sneak him through waivers. And now it gives them greater roster flexibility, and they still have Ghost. So, John, a different tune than we were singing, and I think most people initially thought a day ago, when it felt like, initially, he was done. He was gone. Not gone.
Man, this is so complicated. It'll be interesting to see how he responds to all this. Does he actually put the time in to work on his game and become a consistent defender who's not making mistake after mistake after mistake? I don't know.
I mean, it's a demotion.
Can a guy become a better skater?
I guess. I don't know. It's not my world. I can't skate at all. I guess you could get those legs churning. Do some thigh muscles or with the thigh master. Suzanne Somers, do the thigh master. You know what it's really not that unlike? Honestly, let's make a quick analogy here. The Ghost situation. I don't know if people have thought about this. It struck me yesterday. The Ghost situation really not that much unlike the Scott Kingery situation.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I mean, they're basically both sent down in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what it is. Now, Ghost was available for other teams to get. Had the Phillies made Kingery available, my guess is someone in Major League Baseball would have scooped him up. I think. I could be wrong. Maybe they won't want his contract. But aside from the contract aspect, it's really the same thing. It's, yo, you're not living up to it. We thought you were going to be really good, and you're going down to the minor leagues. John,
do you have faith that Scott Kingery can become what they paid him to be? I once was confident because I saw, I don't know what year was that. There was one of those years where
he was great in 2019 in the beginning.
Yeah, okay.
Before he got hurt.
A couple months where he was very good.
Before he got hurt, he was outstanding for 2 months.
Okay. And I no longer cling to that. You know, I no longer believe wholeheartedly that he'll figure it out and work past the confusion of being put all over, you know, the infield and outfield and whatever that did to him. I think he might just not be good enough.
So I worry a ton about that and have thought a lot about that, John. I tend to think you're probably right and that's my inclination. And I base it really on two things. One, just at the plate, he often looks overmatched. I mean, the thing that is consistent.
More often than any Philly.
He does.
It's like, wow, he's out of place out there. Now, Mickey Moniak last year.
Well, that's different.
Was a unique
example. But he barely played, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the thing about Kingery is he doesn't seem to catch up to the fastballs and swings at high fastballs and doesn't lay off the junk.
Always falls for
the stuff away from him.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't catch up to the fastballs and swings at high fastballs constantly and flails. And I will use the word flails.
Yeah.
At the junk that gets thrown low and outside, and it's a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Or like a ground ball to the second baseman. So I've seen enough to say I got major concerns just with his approach to the plate. Now, the flip side is I think back to not just how so many talked about him, but even specifically John Larry Bowie to you and I. Might have been the first time I ever heard of Scott Kingery. Before he was with the Phils, we had an interview with Bowie. This goes back to the first year of our show. He raved about him.
Yeah.
He raved about him. And so I say, well, okay, there's the rebound potential. But then I say to myself, but Major League Baseball is littered with big-time prospects that just for whatever reason don't deliver at the Major League level. And the Phillies have had a million of them. Don Brown probably being the most prime example in the last 10 years.
I think back to that conference, that spring training we were down there talking with Boa. That was the same exchange where he revealed to us, you know, I have to change the way that I interact with these guys.
Yes.
They're so different. So you knew. And then in the next sentence, he was raving about Scott Kingery. I think that was the same time we were down there. I think Boa appreciated his grinded out attitude.
Yep.
And that's completely independent of whether he's talented enough to actually do this. You know, I think Boa loved, I think the whole staff loved the way he was getting after it and working hard. And I think in some part they rewarded him for that part. and expected things to just grow and develop because they thought maybe there was more talent there than really existed. I don't know if he's talented enough. That's an awful thing to say.
Yeah, that's a scary comment.
Yeah.
It hasn't looked good. Let's go to let's talk to Anthony right now. Anthony, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, guys. It's one of the rare days Joe is 100% correct, and I'll tell you why. It's about contemporary perspective. Bryce Harper is playing in the Mike Trout times. They both won Rookie of the Year in the same year, and in 9 full seasons, Trout has been in the MVP top 5 rankings all 5 seasons. Harper only 1 time.
You mean all 9? You mean MVP. all nine seasons for
all 9 seasons? Yeah.
Yeah, you said 5. I'm just clarifying.
I'm sorry. Mike Trout, top 5, 9 seasons. Harper 1 season, and another award called the Silver Slugger. Harper 1 season in the year that he won the MVP in 2015. Mike Trout 8 seasons out of 9. So we're looking at a time where Trout, at the end of his career, may be one of the top 3 outfielders of all time.
He doesn't have to be Trout.
Can't knock Bryce Harper for how great Mike Trout is.
I agree with John. That's not fair. He doesn't have to be Trout.
No, I know that. But the thing is this. He's compared to Trout. And for that reason.
Not much anymore. Honestly, I don't think it even happens much anymore. I want him to be better than Juan Soto. I want him to be better than Cody Bellinger. I give that Mike Trout's the best in baseball, and that's just it. Let me put it this way. I want Bryce Harper to be a top 10 player in baseball. I don't think he is.
He's not even close.
He's not a top 10 player.
He's top 20, maybe top 25.
All right. Well, he's paid the 19th most this year.
Yeah, but it's funny money.
I'm not
money,
talking
John.
About contract because, like Seltzer or someone mentioned earlier, the contractual money is going to vary year to year.
I do talk.
Younger guys are going to be paying a whole lot more per year than Harper. Really.
Look, I will never not talk contracts because it is part of the equation. And he and Scott Boras did a 4-month campaign to get as much money as they could. So it is part of the equation. It just is. Anthony, give me what you got here for who are best friends.
Well, here's the thing. Since this is a sports show, I'm going to date myself. I'm a Yankee fan from a long time back. March of 1973, Yankees pitcher Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich had separate press announcements. They're best friends, and they traded wives. They traded children. They even traded their dogs. And to this day, Fritz Peterson and the former Mrs. Kekich are still married.
It's unbelievable.
No way.
Yeah. You haven't heard of this? Matt Damon and Ben Affleck want to make a movie about it. They haven't been able to get it like to where it needs to be, but it's an all-time story.
Wow.
I knew a little, but not a ton there. So
that's insanity. They traded lives?
Yeah, they traded lives, literally.
What led to that? Like a dare, and then
they liked it? They were best friends, and I from what I understand, like they just got to talking about, you know, the other's wife and this and that or whatever, and they just decided, hey, let's flip.
They
lives.
Even traded dogs?
They traded lives. Like one guy moved into the other guy's house, and the other guy moved into the other. They traded lives. Like one guy became the other guy.
That's too far out there to accept for me.
That's really bizarre. That's right. I
mean, true story. Yep. And he's right. The one guy is still with the other guy. The one couple broke up, but the one guy is still with the other guy's wife.
Could this be a winning answer today, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's like
all right.
Serious best friend action. Right? Hey, good of friends.
Wow.
Up ahead, MLB.com on the list of the top 100 players in baseball. We'll size up where Bryce Harper is on that list. We'll go through some of the other fills as well. But on this day, we're talking about Harper and where he ranks in baseball. We'll tell you what MLB.com says. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.